Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Moriah Rav Hillel B'Meir Yechamechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We're in Shmuel Aleph. We're up to Perek Chaf Daled, and of course, David HaMelech has just gotten away from Shaul because Shaul had to go back to fight the Plishtim, and so he left them at Sela HaMachlakos. Ayal David Misham, David left from that area. And Vayishim b'Mitzudos En Gedi, he went to the strongholds of En Gedi. En Gedi is a beautiful place in Eretz Yisrael. It's identified as either the source of the Afar Simon of the Beis HaMikdash, or it is the place where those who cut the Afar Simon, which is a beautiful smelling herb that was cut, if it's not from En Gedi, the cutters lived in En Gedi, and it was grown from En Gedi all the way up to Yericho, and Yericho, of course, being a place that has a place based on smell. By Yericho, they were able to smell that stuff over there, and so En Gedi has some beautiful oases over there. It's also identified as with Avraham Avinu as being Etzion Gaver. So when Shaul finished his battle against the Plishtim, they told him, well, David's in En Gedi. So Shaul HaMelech took 3,000 people from 3,000 soldiers in this in the army. David, and they went to seek out David on the rocks of the wild goats. Radak says these were tall, massive rocks that where the wild goats would be able to be. Right, so they came to the sheepcotes on the way, and there was a cave there. Shaul went to cover his feet, which is a nice way and a tznius way to say he had to go to the bathroom to defecate. But David David and his people were sitting inside the end of the cave, hiding from Shaul HaMelech in that cave. So the people of David's people said to him, he says, I understand you. Today's the day. Go capture him. Shaul went and he secretly severed the end of Shaul HaMelech's coat, the corner. And so afterwards, while David was there in the cave, and his heart was bothering him, and he had why Al Asher Karas as Kanaf Asher LaShaul, because he cut off the corner of Shaul. What's the big deal about the corner? Why is that such an important issue? Well, that will be the subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. Vayomer Hashem laAnashav Chalila Li MeHashem Im Eses Adavar Zel Adoni LeMashiach Hashem LeShloch Yadibo Ki Mashiach Hashem Hu. He says, I'm not certainly going to go ahead and do anything to him, right? He's Mashiach Hashem. Rashi comes along and says, actually, this issue came first. First, he refused to take care of it, and then he cut the coat. And when he came back with the severed pieces, they asked him, why didn't you kill Shaul? Radak says that's the way it came. David had a conscious stricken moment because he cut off the area with the tzitzis, and we'll see exactly why that's such a big deal in this regard. So David stayed with his men with these words. In other words, he separated and held them off with the words. In other words, he argued that this is it, and that the people were united in their desire to kill Shaul HaMelech. When David made this argument, he convinced some of them, and he didn't allow them to go ahead. Those who weren't convinced, he physically prevented them from going against Shaul. And Shaul got up from the cave, and he went along. So David got up afterwards, after a safe couple of moments, and left the cave. So he calls out after Shaul. He says, hey, king. And Shaul turned around, and he looked behind him. And David bowed down with his face to the ground twice. Why are you listening to somebody tell you that that David is trying to kill you? ואמר לו הרגחה, ותחס עליך, ואמר לו אשלח ידי באדוני, כי משיח השם הוא, he says, I had a chance to kill you right now, right? And I was told to kill you, but my soul had a pity on you, and I didn't do that. And I said to myself, I'm not going to go ahead and turn around and kill you because you are Mashiach Hashem. I took pity and I spared you. Why? Because you showed a certain, the Gemara in Brachos says over here on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, that since you showed extreme modesty, I took pity on you and I spared you in that regard. V'avi, and by the way, Father, and I want you to pay attention, take a look, I'm holding the corner of your me'il. Because I cut off your coat, that's how close I was. Right? No, that I have no evil intentions in your eyes. Right? I have not sinned against you, but you're stalking my life to take it. So I want you to know, Yishpot Hashem beini uveinecha, unakamti Hashem imecha, yadi lo tiyabecha. He says, I want you to know that Hashem should judge between us, and Hashem should avenge me of you, but my hand shouldn't be upon you. Kasha yoma mishala kadmoni, mirishayim yetze, like the proverb of the ancient one, mishala kadmoni, who said the following issue, what did he say? Mirishayim yetze resha, b'yesh yadi lo yiyabach. He said, from evilness there'll be evil, right? But my hand was not going to be involved. In other words, the Torah says that evil comes from evil. Rashi cites the Gemara in Makos, he says. That's the Mishala Kadmoni. And we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Rasha to fall in the hands of another Rasha. And that's the way things come, right? Where does the Torah say it? The Torah says, Elokim ina liyado. That's the way it happens. A murderer, two murderers are brought into the same place. He says, who are you running after? You're the king. You're pursuing a dead dog, a sick flea, a single flea. Isn't it enough to send messengers after me? Why are you coming all the way forward to come forward? Right? Compared to you, I'm just a dog, a feeble one. I'm a flea who hops from place to place. What do you think? There's some heroism over here? Hashem's going to be a judge here. Hashem will see and he'll plead my cause. He'll take justice for me from your hands. And so when he heard this, he said, is this your voice, my son David? You're my son-in-law. You're like a son to me. And you have compassion to me like a son has on his father. Is that really you? Vayomer el David tzadik ata mimeni. So Shaul says, you're a bigger tzadik than me. Ki ata gamaltani atova, b'ni gamaltichah ara. You kept doing good to me, and I always do bad to you. Ve'ata higadeta hayom eis asher asisa iti tova. So you told me the good thing that you did. Asher sigrani Hashem biyadcha v'lo aratani. Hashem gave you the chance to go ahead and kill me, and you didn't. V'yimtza ishes oivo v'shilcha b'derech tova. You think a person lets his enemy get away safely? That doesn't usually occur. It's not expected. So if you did so, Hashem should repay you with goodness. Hashem should pay you back positively for what you did to me. I also know you're going to be a king one day. I realize that you're going to hold on to the Malchus Yisrael. The simple understanding, Rashi says, is, I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving you constantly. But the Medrash says, listen, when Shaul HaMelech didn't kill out the city, the nation of Amalek, David cut off the corner. I'm sorry, Shmuel cut off the corner. And that became a sign that somebody who's going to cut his corner is going to become king in his stead. And now who did it? David HaMelech. And so I see that that's going to be your future. So I just ask one thing, I would like you not to cut off my family, right? And that you never destroy my name. If you do that, you'll be punished, right, in that regard. So David swore to Shaul, went home. And David and his people went up to the stronghold, confident in Hashem's promise that he would someday become Melech over Am Yisrael. We'll stop here and see what happens to the future. We're getting close to the end of the reign of Shaul, and we'll see what happens with David when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.